Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. For years, I have wanted to grow my own food. I thought it would be great for the environment. It's great to get outside. It's nice to be able to say, hey, I grew that tomato. But there's also some other wonderful therapeutic benefits, and it can help veterans. And some people who are doing fantastic work to help is a Boulder Crest Retreat. And right now, we're going to be joined by Julia Falk. Hello, Julia. So thrilled
Hello.
To have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
So nice to have you on. Oh, I really admire the work you do at Boulder Crest Retreat. Tell us about it, and then let's talk about how this horticulture therapy is so beneficial for the veterans.
A brief history of Boulder Crest Retreat. We're very young. We're only 3 years old this September, September the 6th. And we are very lucky to live in a beautiful part of Loudoun County. We have a farm on the top of the mountain, and we have about 200 acres that go down into a secluded valley. And we were bringing families out. My husband's a retired Navy bomb disposal guy, and we were bringing families that were in the hospital out to our house just for a day away from the hustle and bustle of Bethesda. And I would be cooking them meals, and we grow our own vegetables up here at the farm. And we saw what a tremendous difference it would make for them just to be away from that and to have a home-cooked meal and to get some fresh air. And we thought it would be a great idea if we could build, you know, some cabins and a place that people could come and bring their families and just have a time to have some rest and reconnection. And we went to the county with the idea, and they were very supportive, and we did all the research and the testing of the soil and all of that kind of thing. And we were lucky enough to be able to build four beautiful cabins and a big meeting house, which we call the lodge. And we have a beautiful walled garden, which we grow our fruits and vegetables in. We also have flowers and a fountain in there. So when the veterans and their families come, they are able to be in the cabins and just get away from the stress that they're under. But also they can go down to the garden. It's wheelchair accessible. They can pick the flowers. They can dig in the dirt. They can just be there and reflect and meditate. But also they can go to the back end of the garden and pick all different kinds of tomatoes. And we have peppers, cucumbers, green beans, beets. And for some of those families, it's the first time they've ever done anything like that. You know, they are not always in a place where they're stationed, where they're able to grow their own fruits and vegetables. So for them, just the fact that they're going down there and picking their own produce, and then all the cabins are equipped with a kitchen, so then they're able to go back up to the cabins and cook what they've just picked. And we have a full-time cook on staff who, if they need any help or tips or recipes, we have a book full of ideas of what you can do with all this lovely fresh produce. So it's an amazing thing. We're very proud of it. We've had children come out from Detroit that were sponsored by the Ford Foundation, families from there with their children that had never seen different colored tomatoes, for example. They thought there was only red tomatoes. So we have a lot of different heirloom types. So we have the little golden ones and pear-shaped ones. Mm. And they were just amazed that there was all these different types. I mean, it's just so wonderful to be able to bring the families out to see things growing. And it's a blessing that they are able to come here. And we're very thankful that we get some wonderful donations that allow these families to come out here and be part of this farm-to-table type movement that's happening.
So, Julia, is it a place where people go to rehabilitate, or, like you said, there is cabins, so people can go there for a week or two, or is it, you know, they go for the day? How does it work? And also, how does the gardening help them
rehabilitate? Right, they can come out, or it's completely free when they get to Bluemont, Virginia, where we're located. They're allowed to come from anything from two nights to seven nights. And the typical stay is about four nights. Mm-hmm. And they have to make their own way here. So we have people that drive, you know, from, you know, areas within driving distance. But we've had people come from as far away as Alaska and Hawaii. And there is organizations that people can donate their miles to, that the veteran can apply to use those miles for a flight to come out to Virginia. So we're about an hour west of Dulles Airport. So once they make their way to the airport, we have a van that we can go pick them up in and bring them out to the facility. And they have a choice of either just relaxing and just being with their family and just walking around the grounds, and we have trails and horses and things, or they can participate in some of the other activities that we do, which are we do kayaking, fly fishing, equine therapy, horticultural therapy, trail walking. We have a rock wall. If they're physically able to go out to the rock climbing center, we will take them out there. So we send them the information before they come out and say, well, would you like to participate in any of these activities? And then they can sign up for them if they're interested. The great thing is with this community out here, so many of the local shop people and farms have reached out and said, hey, if they want to come out to Great Country Farms, we'll let them come in for free. Or, you know, if they want to come out to our horse facility, they can come for free. So the community has been very supportive. And that's so important for the veterans and their families, too, to realize that, you know, people really want to reach out and help them and just do what they can for them as they've been through so much.
Yeah, they really have. And it sounds like the gardening can really help reduce that stress. I mean, it's such a peaceful environment, whether you're gardening or just walking around the garden or just sitting in the garden or just being peaceful. And I understand that it can help reduce pain and help with rehabilitation. Talk to us about that, Julia.
I think it's just, you know, when they say when you hug someone, it makes you feel so much better and things like that. When you're in a garden and you're just sort of digging in the dirt or planting something or picking something, it's just so relaxing. It's almost like meditation. And for me, the idea of the gardening came up because I've been a military spouse for 22 years, have moved all around the world, not really able to control the environment I was in. We were sent to different places, and then you're kind of put there for a couple of years, and then you're sent somewhere else. But every single place I went to, I was able to create a small garden, whether it was just pots on a balcony or a small plot of land. And that was my form of therapy. And just being able to get out there in the garden and plant things and see things grow and take care of those things. And it's the same for the veterans. They come out here and they have access to this garden, and they can spend all day in the garden if they want. And it's just amazing, the reaction and the feeling of just peace that comes over you when you're out there in this garden. We have a huge boulder that has we've had drilled that came off the property with water flowing over it. And so you've got the birds, you've got bees buzzing around, you've got the sound of the water. It's very quiet and peaceful. You've got the smells and fragrances of the flowers and of the vegetables. And the whole thing is just a sharp contrast to them. A lot of them have come straight from the hospital, which is just completely frantic and busy and, sure. You know, sounds it's a difficult like environment. So they come out here and it's just so peaceful and relaxing. So
that sounds pretty awesome, Julia. Thank you for being on our show today. For those of you who are listening, you can visit bouldercrestretreat.org. You could also follow them on Twitter at BCR for Heroes. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.